This is Apollo Control at 33 hours, 31 minutes. We've had no conversations with the crew since our last report about 30 minutes ago. At the present time, Apollo 14 is 125,649 nautical miles from Earth, and the spacecraft velocity is 4,121 feet per second. We're preparing for a shift handover in mission control at the present time, and we do anticipate having a change of shift briefing in the MSC News Center, probably in about 45 minutes to an hour. Flight Director Jerry Griffin is coming on to relieve Flight Director Milton Windler, and the capsule communicator on the upcoming shift will be astronaut Fred Hayes. At 33 hours, 32 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Oh, 14, Houston. Roger, we took up a collection here in the control room and bought a newspaper. We got a couple more items if you're interested.
Great. Pick up another collection, you might buy two.
Oh, we'll buy you a morning paper, too, a little later. On the Daytona race, got a few more details. Reading into the article, Rodriguez and Oliver divided the driving chores up about equally.
Hold a second.
Roger. Okay, stand by. Oh, 14, Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, back in the Daytona, says that Rodriguez and Oliver divided. 13 Houston, how do you read now? Apollo 14 Houston, how do you read now?
Loud and clear, Bruce, go ahead.
Okay, let me try it once more with vigor. Back in the Daytona race, Rodriguez and Oliver divided up the driving chores about equally and had built up a lead of 213 miles at one point in the race. But trouble struck with about 3 hours left when the car's transmission failed as Oliver was motoring around with not a care in the world. Two Ferraris, the one driven alternately by Bucknam and Tony Adamowicz of Wilton, Connecticut, and another under command of two-time U.S. road racing champion Mark Donahue and David Gobbs of England, had survived the long night, but were out of it as long as the Porsche held together. Oliver brought the powder blue car into the pit, and he and Rodriguez spent an agonizing 93 minutes watching their lead wiped out as crewmen feverishly made repairs. Bucknam gained the lead 70 minutes from the end, and Donahue pulled into striking distance before crew chief John Wire could get the Porsche rolling again. Rodriguez bolted back to the course a half mile behind Bucknam, whose Ferrari was spitting fire and having trouble getting through the turns. The Mexican hotshot needed less than two laps around the 3.81 mile layout to catch Bucknam and was never in serious trouble again.
Damn, that's a good summary, Bruce.
Yeah, I ought to be a sports writer.
Yeah, that was very interesting, Bruce. And the next item here is a headline that says Apollo number 4,900 to orbit the Earth. The Aerospace Defense Command has entered Apollo 14 as number 4,900 in its records of Earth orbiting satellites. The ADC, housed inside Cheyenne Mountain, is providing NASA with information on satellites passing near Apollo 14 during its journey to the moon. Just thought you might be interested in that.
Well, they say always better late than
breathe. It's friendly.
It's better to be number 4,900 than not to be at all. And meanwhile, today at New York, the doors of baseball's Hall of Fame swung open for seven old-timers elected by a veterans committee after the regular ballot of the Baseball Writers Association of America had failed to name any moderns to the shrine. Legendary pitcher Rube Marquard, who shares a record of 19 consecutive victories in a single season, and George M. Weiss, the executive genius who built the New York Yankees into an awesome powerhouse from the late 1940s, led the advance of the old-timers. Also named were outfielders Harry Hooper, Joe Kelly, and Chuck Heffey, first baseman Jake Beckley, and shortstop Dave Bancroft. Marquard, who won 201 games pitching mostly for the New York Giants and Brooklyn Dodgers from 1908 to 1925, Hooper, who hit 281 in 16 American League seasons, and Kelly and Beckley, both pre-1900 stars, were named as real old-timers whose careers ended by 1925.
And here's another startling bit of news from London. The headline says, subway riders arrive, can't get out of station. More than a dozen passengers were trapped in a London subway station for more than an hour early today when the staff locked up and went home. That sound familiar? When the passengers got off the last train on the Bakerloo line at the Maida Vale station in Paddington, they found exits blocked by steel shutters and the stations deserted. police were called, and they in turn contacted London subway officials. A spokesman for the London Transport said it would investigate the incident. London subway service shuts down from about midnight to 5 a.m.
Could happen to anyone, any place.
Also in the news is this other item from London, that D-Day is less than 2 weeks away. They're referring here to the day when England changes to decimalized currency. The government agency coordinating the switch says everything is going smoothly. Our latest survey has shown that since November, there has been an incredible improvement in the extent to which people are familiar with decimal equivalents, a decimal currency board spokesman said Sunday. On February 15, the new pound, worth $2.40, officially will become worth 100 new pence.
And next on the agenda here, vehicles are called the top noisemaker. Dateline is from Paris. Motor vehicles are the chief source of city noise, and only governments can do anything about it. This opinion is the result of a 2-year study by the Consultative Group on Transportation Research of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Incredible. This problem is worldwide.
Seems like you do have a good hand on world events, important world events.
From Lorenzo Marque, Mozambique, this item, fresh floodwaters have poured into Portuguese East Africa's cyclone-stricken lowlands today, hampering rescue efforts for thousands of flood victims already marooned 4 days. The central government said 135,000 persons lived in the worst affected area around Quelimane, administrative capital of the central Zambezia province. Only 24,000 people have been rescued, but Zambezia Governor Lieutenant Colonel David Ferreira declined to estimate the death toll. Good night, Fred.
Very good. Good night, Bruce.
Tremendous.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done.
We had to censor the best parts.
Say again?
We had to censor the best parts.
That's too bad. It'll be a daily show, I assume.
Oh, we'll see what we can do.